I pray I will speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. This sign of the Trinity, something we can struggle with. God is three persons in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons that equally exist in one. Their relationship that makes them complete. There is a completeness found in these three persons of God. Completeness found in three. It got me thinking about things in my life that are made up of three. And I remembered back to a conversation I had with a girlfriend about cream teas. You know, when you have a scone, jam and cream. Apart from the conversation about whether the jam should go on first or the cream or vice versa, I thought I'd make another sermon, our discussion about that. We discussed that as both of us were wanting to cut back a bit on calories and overindulgence, we contemplated, were we having a cream tea if we left the jam off or the cream? We felt we needed the scone because the jam and cream alone with a cup of tea would be, well, just weird. But we came to the conclusion we needed all three elements, the scone, the jam and the cream for a cream tea. So moving on. I then thought about music. Now, I'm not a musician, but I do love to listen to music. And I wondered if one note can make music, which took my thoughts back to my childhood and my children themselves learning to play the recorder. You know, all of that, to. And I decided that one note can definitely not make music. But can two notes? Similarly, not really. But three? Well, even with my limited musical knowledge of almost nil, I thought, yes, it does make music. And when I Googled making music with three notes, I found out that three notes makes a chord, or can make a chord, and is indeed the basis for much music. So that's things in three, and how we engage with these relationships of three brings us into relationship with them too, when we eat our cream teas, when we listen to music. We join in with those three things. Looking on the front of the order of service that you have, you will see a famous painting by Rublev. It's a picture of an icon. It shows the three images of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is much that can be seen in this icon, far too much for us to ponder today, but in its simplest form, we see the Trinity and an openness expressed through their body language of welcome to us as we look at it. The table with a space for us to join them. It is an icon that shows the relationship between the Trinity and it welcomes us to join them. It is an offer of hospitality in its simplest form. Welcome to come and join them for conversation, for food, for drink. Sometimes we can feel distant from God and wonder if he really welcomes us. Me. But this icon shows, it reminds us that he does. We are always welcome. In our gospel reading that we heard today, Nicodemus goes to speak with Jesus under the cover of night, probably because being a devout Jew, he didn't want to declare his interest until he was sure about Jesus. He wanted to gain more knowledge. But Jesus said that believing in God, wanting more knowledge, is the start. Learning about Jesus, a great start. But really, to be part of the Trinity, there is the need to be born of the Spirit, to be born again, to be recreated by God the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this happens at baptism, at confirmation. We enter into the relationship with the Trinity. The completeness of the Trinity welcomes us to join them. And we do not hear of Nicodemus in the Bible again until John chapter 7, when Nicodemus openly stands up for Jesus when Jesus is being questioned by the Pharisees. Something had definitely changed in Nicodemus following his meeting, his encounter with Jesus. He had indeed been recreated. Here was a new man who no longer came in the dark to ask Jesus questions. He now openly declares his relationship with Jesus. It seems Nicodemus has taken on the wisdom that Jesus had shared with him. He'd allowed himself to be born again through the power of the Holy Spirit, to be recreated by the Father. And we also have within the gospel passage today the famous Bible text, John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. When I was a child, a teenager, when I'd get a new Bible, because I was into that sort of thing, that would be always the verse I would turn to and underline. It had been one that had been printed on my heart. God the Father loves each of us so much, he gave his Son to come and save us. You, me, the people of this benefice, our local villages, the places we live in, and the places we do not live in. And not only that, Paul writes in the letter to the Romans that we heard at the beginning that we all become children of God, born heirs to God, fellow heirs with Jesus. As we look at the Rublev icon of the Trinity, we begin to see that this is not just a welcome for me, but for all. When we enter into a relationship with the Trinitarian God, it is not only with a Trinitarian God that we meet, but we meet with each other. We all join round the table. And it's not just a one-time welcome, a one-time experience, job done, like me eating cream teas, although I do need to have at least two a year, or maybe three, to feel that I've had the luxury of this. It makes me feel indulgent just for a little while. No, this welcome from the Trinitarian God is every day, every moment. No matter how far we may have ventured from the table, we are welcome. You know, people question if church welcomes them, if there is space for them. Well, yes, physically there is. Look around. Plenty today. But that would be the case even if we were brimming to the door. There is always room. A third reading for this Sunday was an Old Testament reading. It's worth a quick mention before I finish. And the reading comes from Isaiah 6, the great prophet Isaiah. And he has a vision of the heavenly realm and hears the Lord asking, who can he send? And Isaiah says, send me. And similar words are said by the boy Samuel, who keeps thinking Elijah is calling him in the night, but eventually realizes it is God calling him. And when he hears his name being called, he says, it is I, here I am. And the hymn writer Dan Shute was inspired to write the hymn which starts, I, the Lord of sea and sky, with the chorus, here I am, Lord. We will sing that later. We can feel that we have to provide some explanation of what our faith is to others, to explain ourselves. But we can just say, welcome, come and receive. Come and join us as we say, here I am. Come and join us. There is room and a welcome for all into the presence of the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.